Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Businessman Donald Trump clinches the Republican presidential nomination, according to a delegate count by the Associated Press. Trump is now assured of a majority of delegates at July's convention, when he will be formally nominated. Trump's last remaining challengers dropped out of the race in early May. Speaking to reporters in Japan, where he is attending the G7 summit, U.S. President Barack Obama says world leaders are, in his words, rattled by Donald Trump. Speaking in North Dakota, Trump says he doesn't mind.
When you rattle someone, that's good, because many of the world, as you know, many of the countries in our world, a beautiful world, have been absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us.
Trump has made controversial statements about Hispanic immigrants and Muslims. He has also called for withdrawing U.S. forces from Japan and South Korea and arming those countries with nuclear weapons to counter the threat from North Korea. The Chinese government is warning leaders of the Group of Seven countries to avoid worsening tensions that have risen over the conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea. Foreign Minister Wang Yi Thursday called on G7 nations to adopt what he called fair and impartial positions and to avoid double standards. Meanwhile, an article in the official Xinhua news agency accuses the G7 of having ulterior motives in discussing maritime disputes. Pakistan is accusing the United States of scuttling its efforts to facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan. Pakistani foreign policy chief Sartaj Aziz told a news conference in Islamabad Thursday that Mullah Mansour, the Taliban leader killed in a U.S. drone strike, was not blocking the peace process. This is VOA News.